He's 38 years old and one of the youngest people ever named a U.S. Surgeon General. But Vivek Murthy is also the first of Indian descent to hold the post, and he's a Floridian. Health News Florida's Mary Shedden caught up with Dr. Murthy to discuss some of his priorities like addiction, heroin abuse, and HIV.
In the past 2 years, Florida has led the nation in the new infections in HIV. In your hometown, actually, Miami-Dade has reported numbers greater than almost all states across the country in terms of new infection. Recently, the Florida Department of Health revised its numbers, saying that some of the infections were being counted incorrectly. Critics are challenging those numbers. I'm wondering, how can regular Floridians interpret these changing numbers in relation to how serious a problem HIV infection is in the state of Florida?
HIV is an issue that's near and dear to my heart because it's how I actually began my career in public health. I was working on HIV. And growing up in Miami, you know, we knew, even when I was younger, that HIV was a problem, and we were one of the communities where HIV was being discussed first. We do know that HIV is still spreading. It's spreading through sexual contact, and it's also spreading through IV drug use, as we saw in other states last year. And so this, to me, highlights the importance of ensuring that people know that it's still important to use safe sex practices. And it's also important that we address IV drug use in America. And one of the things that we know is that the heroin crisis that we have is in part being driven by the prescription drug crisis. We know that 80% of people who use heroin began by misusing prescription opioids.
Heroin addiction and overdose deaths have become a major national crisis, from Florida to places like Detroit. And the public health director there says the problem's decades old. It is fueled in part by the pill mill crisis. He said it's only catching the public's attention now because, quote, white people are dying. What responsibility do you have in educating the public about this crisis?
You're absolutely right that there are communities that have been dealing with heroin issues for decades. Part of the problem is that 20 or 30 years ago, when we thought about addiction broadly, we thought of it as a problem that certain people faced and certain communities dealt with. We thought of it, frankly, as a moral failing, as a bad choice. And that's why as we look to address the prescription opioid crisis and the heroin crisis, we have to ensure that we're not only changing prescribing practices, getting medication-assisted treatment to people, getting naloxone in the hands of first responders, but we also have to ensure that we're changing how our country thinks about addiction. We have to make sure that people see it for what it is, which is a chronic illness, that we have to treat with the same urgency, the same skill, the same compassion that we would diabetes or heart disease. Because the truth is, there's no reason we should treat addiction any differently. And the fact that we are late to the game in catching up with that mindset, the fact that we didn't recognize 20, 30 years ago that addiction was a chronic illness as a country, has meant that many people have gone without treatment who could have lived fulfilling lives and contributed to society and otherwise were consigned to very difficult situations and in some cases illness and death. Later this year, one of the initiatives that I will be taking on is actually the creation of the first ever Surgeon General's report on substance use, addiction, and health. And it's there not only to bring together the best science on how to prevent and treat substance use disorders, but it's also there to help move the country toward a new way of thinking about addiction. And the hope is if we can do that, we can support more treatment efforts, we can support more investment in prevention, and we can ultimately get our community and our country healthier.
Dr. Murthy, thank you so much for your time here today.
Well, it's so great to be with you.